Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting second. The left fielder, Chico Salmon. Batting third. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sonny Siebert. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. And now, play ball. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball four. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon bunts towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to second. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton takes first base on ball four. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is walked intentionally. Hinton moves to third. Colavito moves to second. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Buford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Salmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Salmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skowron moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brown bunts towards the mound. Peters fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-0 in the game. Salmon bunts towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to second. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brown moves to third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brown scores. Hinton moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. Askew hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Askew reaches second base with a double. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. Cater strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-0 in the game. Salmon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Salmon reaches second base with a double. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitfield hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry strikes out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvis hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Askew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first, with Siebert covering, for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Salmon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Salmon reaches second base with a double. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Salmon scores. Hinton moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Frank Larry now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Hinton scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Vic Davalillo pinch runs for Rocky Colavito. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitfield is walked intentionally. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 3 in the game. Alvis is hit by the pitch. Davalillo moves to third. Whitfield moves to second. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 3 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davalillo scores. Whitfield moves to third. Alvis moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Askew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitfield scores. Alvis scores. There goes Gonzalez trying to get to second. Cater throws the ball into Hansen, who tags Gonzalez for the out. Two outs. It's 6-1, Indians. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 3 in the game. Siebert is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Vic Davalillo now playing center field. Chuck Hinton now playing right field. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Skowron hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 2 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cater moves to second. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Ken Berry. Don McMahon now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing center field. Al Weiss now playing shortstop. Greg Bolo now pitching. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hinton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Weiss moves to third. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Weiss scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-3 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Romano moves to second. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Skowron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a pop-up towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Whitfield hits a line drive towards first. Skowron reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. J.C. Martin pinch hits for Greg Bolo. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by SQ for a passed ball. Cater moves to second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. One out. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Tommy McCraw. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. SQ settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cater moves to third. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cater scores. Weiss goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Indians. Gary Bell now pitching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 4 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buford moves to third. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Dave Nicholson pinch runs for John Romano. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.